Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Hello, hello, and welcome back to a new episode of this podcast. Today, we'll be discussing a fascinating and often overlooked topic: how trauma, pain, and low vibes are used to seek attention, belonging, and how this is impacting society, particularly the development of children and adolescents. First, let's define what we mean by trauma, pain, and low vibes. Trauma refers to any deeply distressing or disturbing experience that has a long-lasting impact on an individual's mental, emotional, or physical well-being. Pain, on the other hand, can refer to both physical and emotional discomfort. And lastly, low vibes are negative emotions and energies that individuals may emit or experience, such as sadness, anger, anxiety, depression, grief, right? And all of those will have an impact on the life experience of every single individual, right? To illustrate the impact of seeking attention through pain and low vibes, I'd like to share a personal story. Someone once said to me that life is like a school, where teachers first get to know the troublemaker students, then recognize the brilliant ones, and finally, at some point, the rest. I thought this was an excellent example of where we as a society have directed our attention. From the very beginning, we focus on those who shout the loudest, usually the ones in pain, feeling low, angry, or bothered. The rest, the quieter ones, are often overlooked or ignored. It's disheartening to realize that we have become so numb to life that we require screams and fireworks and people weeping to recognize and see each other, ultimately making life incredibly loud, stressful, competitive, and complex. Another story that I'd like to share highlights this issue. A couple of years ago, as I was preparing for a major keynote at the German Personal Development Festival, I had a major insight. People have this ingrained belief that if we haven't experienced major trauma, we aren't good enough or cannot contribute to life in an impactful way. I felt this way myself, thinking, well, Veronica, you haven't found anyone dead at home, lost someone very close, or healed from a life-threatening illness. So what the heck are you supposed to contribute? It was then that I first noticed we have built a society that, in order to listen and break free from lethargy and autopilot, demands trauma, fireworks, and something to shake us to the core. But more often than not, it's fear-based. It is not joy-based what shook us awake, right? People use this as a means to capture the attention of others, as a means of waking up of the lethargy. And, you know, I didn't want to join this trend. It simply didn't feel aligned with my values to shook people, to poke people's fears. And, you know, it might have cost me some popularity. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not that sure about that. But, you know, I will always choose conscious alignment and consciousness expansion over popularity. Some years later, I see the impact of these societal structures on children and young people. Especially I see it on my teenage daughter. A couple of months ago, she came to me and told me, "Mom, you know, sometimes I think that I won't really get so far in life because I didn't experience such hard things." I asked, how does that come? I mean, where does that thought come? And she answered that she had read an article saying that the people that create impact in the world and that come far in the world are those who have experienced really hard things in life, right? So, of course, when we experience hard things in life, that means that we create a kind of resilience, or actually we have the invitation to create the resilience and to learn and to expand and evolve from those lessons. But not every single person that has passed through hard experiences has expanded out of those lessons, right? There is a distinction. And not everyone that has passed hard experiences is exposing those experiences in order to get the attention of others. That's also true, right? We can look at it from many different aspects, right? But there is something that to me as a mom is really concerning, and those are the rates of depression, fears, and overall mental health problems in youngsters that are dramatically increasing. According to CDC studies published in February this year, 3 out of 5 teen girls suffer from depression. And isn't that a coincidence that it starts already at that age? Precisely when belonging, being accepted, and forming friend groups are most crucial in development? I tell you, this is no coincidence. I see how adolescents wear mental health issues as a badge. Oh, I'm depressed. What? Depressed? I'm depressed and have an anxiety disorder and attention deficit disorder. It is almost a competition of who has the toughest circumstances and fate. Again, as a mom, this is a deeply concerning reality. Not because I'm afraid about my daughter. It's because I see the picture of how we all are contributing to this reality. The problem are not the children. The problem is the system that we all together have created. And then there is the other aspect, the other perspective. What about those who aren't depressed or experiencing anxiety or attention deficit? You guessed it. They go unseen. They simply don't belong. If you feel joyful, you're considered dumb or not as intellectual or capable or cool as the others. Or they simply don't feel seen, because if you haven't experienced these issues, then the others think that you cannot understand them, which of course isn't true. This is having a massive impact on our society and our future. And it's essential for us to stop glorifying pain, trauma, and diseases and start focusing on well-being and joy. People so often seek attention and validation from others, whether consciously or unconsciously. This is a natural part of human social behavior, as we are social creators by nature, right? However, when people use their trauma, pain, or low vibes as a means to be seen or heard, it can have unintended consequences on society and those around them. And I do want to shed a light on that to increase their awareness. I'm not pointing with a finger. It's about raising consciousness and awareness. There is an impact on every single individual, right? And I see 2 distinct impacts on individuals that I feel called to raise awareness about. The first one is using trauma and pain to gain attention to grow your business. So many people are doing this, right? And or to receive validation from others can create a dependency on others for approval and acceptance. This dependency can lead individuals to become entangled in a cycle of negative emotions and experiences as they struggle to maintain their low vibe life, often clinging to old stories and making them part of their identities. And that's a thing that really needs to be looked at carefully. Are you identifying with the traumas, the bad things, the experiences that you have experienced? And while they may occasionally experience peaks of positivity, right? they often find it challenging to consistently operate from a true high vibe space. Because when you're always just poking and picking and using the low vibes to create attention, then you're pretty much using that as a tool, which means that that is going to hinder you to operate from a higher space, from a higher vibration. And it's important to underline that if you use trauma and pain to draw attention from others, you might be sending a subconscious message that life is not worthwhile, or that life is full of pain and challenges, and it's really hurtful and painful and actually a very tough experience. And it is really important to be aware of that, because especially for children, they might not see the way that you have overcome those hardships. Instead, they may be left questioning the value of life and whether they want to embark on this journey. Is it worthwhile to live? And now think about how many youngsters are depressed because they don't think that life is worthwhile. Be mindful on this. And the second distinction of impact on individuals is that if we as society react only to trouble, problems, and pain, we are teaching individuals that they will only be seen, heard, validated, and belong if they experience pain and challenges. This mindset generates generations of depressed people starting at a younger age. Be mindful of this too, as it's essential to create a more balanced and supportive environment where individuals can be acknowledged and valued for their joy, for their desire to live, for living fully engaged, not be seen and acknowledged for their struggles. Then there is an impact on energy, right? And the impact on energy is about when individuals constantly seek attention through trauma and pain, it can affect not only their energy, but also the energy of those around them. This continuous exchange of low vibrations can hinder the collective ascension process and our journey towards a higher state of consciousness, such as the 5D reality. Call it 5D, call it higher consciousness levels, call it whatever you want, right? But that's a space, an expansive space of joy, of love, or where we are operating mainly from those vibrations, right? And if you look at this, there are already studies like Gallup, for example, that are already saying that there is a mental health pandemic looming. This is an impact of glorifying pain and trauma, of glorifying all the bad things that are happening in the world. Like, look at the news. I mean, you barely won't see anything good in the news. Everything that they share in the news are always painful things. Because that's the energy, the shaking energy that gets people attention, because that's the only thing that gets them actually out of that lethargy, out of the autopilot. And people are using it for purposes of making money, of putting their attention on them. They're not thinking about the effect that it is having on the system. But it is important, it is key that we do look beyond what those actions are causing in the system, what we are doing, how is it impacting the system? How is it impacting ourselves and others? Okay. And there is another thing that I want to highlight here on the impact of energy, that it's essential also to recognize that those who consciously choose joy over dwelling in pain and limitations have likely already navigated a long track of challenges and painful experiences in their lives. Not openly sharing their pain doesn't mean they haven't experienced trauma, depression, or hardships at all. Instead, see that they are making a conscious effort to focus on love and joy, positively impacting themselves and others. They have made their conscious decision of how they want to contribute to the collective energetic field, right? And lastly, there is impact on youth and mental health. As we've discussed earlier, using trauma and pain as a means of seeking attention can have a significant impact on children and adolescents. It is so crucial right now to raise awareness about this issue and encourage a culture of emotional well-being and open communication, especially for our youth. By doing so, we can support their mental health and foster a healthier, more supportive environment that nurtures their growth and development. Just by showing them, I see you. I see you when you're joyful. And actually, life is meant to be joyful. You don't need to be preparing all the time for the pain. You just need to trust that you have everything that it takes to navigate life. That's where we need to focus. Not on all the hardships, not on all the pain. It will inevitably come. But life isn't a preparation for pain. Life is a journey of joy, knowing that there will be challenges and hardships and pain coming, but that if we focus on joy and if we focus doing the work within the connection with higher self to become more conscious, to be present in the moment, that we will have everything that we need to navigate life with the ups and the downs, with everything in between. And by addressing the impact on the individual energy in youth, we can start to create a more conscious society that values emotional well-being and joy over pain and trauma. And in doing so, we will be better equipped to foster healthier relationships, stronger communities, and a brighter future, a regenerative future for us all. Because that's also the law of resonance. If more of us focus in creating joy, in focusing on joy, it is not about ignoring the pain. I'm not talking about that, right? But it's about seeing the possibility of joy and seeing that there is a different way of living, that it's not about pain and we're not poking all the time the pain in others in order to get their attention, right? That is going to create a different energetic field that is going to have an impact on individually, energetically, and as a collective, right? And I want to invite you today, as we close this episode, to reflect on following questions. How can you personally contribute to creating a more conscious self that values emotional well-being and joy, both in your own life and in the life of those around you? How can you contribute to create that consciousness, valuing more emotional well-being and joy rather than trauma, and reacting out of compulsiveness more to trauma than to joy? And the second question, what steps can you take right now to raise awareness about the importance of focusing on well-being and joy? And how can you support yourself to do that? And how can you support the people around you as they navigate their own challenges and strive to find balance in their lives? Take some time to reflect on these questions and consider how your actions and choices can contribute to a healthier, more joyful and conscious society. And let me wrap this episode up. It's crucial to recognize that our actions, our choices do have an impact individually and collectively, right? And it is crucial to recognize that using trauma, pain, low vibes to seek attention or belonging can have a significant impact on individuals, on the energy, and on society as a whole, particularly on the development of children and adolescents. We are invited to promote open and honest communication, encourage emotional well-being, and to offer support to those in need to create a more positive environment for everyone. And again, it is not about ignoring pain. On the contrary, we are here to support each other, to evolve and expand together as a collective. Our purpose is to realize that there is a different reality from which we can operate, a one of love and joy. We need to see, recognize, and hold space for joy and strive for a more balanced way of living life. Lower vibes, anger, and fear do have their purpose to help us release the aspects that stand in the way of operating from love and joy. The goal is not to let these low vibes run the show. Don't let low vibes run the show. Don't let the compulsiveness run the show. Be conscious. Be conscious. And by addressing these issues, we can create a more conscious society that values emotional well-being, co-creation, joy over pain and trauma, ultimately fostering healthy relationships, stronger communities, and a brighter, happier future for all. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope this discussion has shed light on the impact of seeking attention through trauma and how our choices, how the way that we're acting, the way that we are looking for significance, for attention, is creating an impact individually but also collectively, and how we can better support the mental health of ourselves and of our children and adolescents. Sending you much love. Until the next time. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.